The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Here we go. Today, we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm feeling great. I want to say thank you to our friends in New York. I had somebody passed away recently in New York. I had to make a quick trip down there to say goodbye. And sorry to see him go, however, I know he's on his way home, so enjoy that ride. Sorry to see you go. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're sitting here, you're listening to Barrington and Mary.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening and tuning in today.
In a brief minute, I want to talk about being homeless, and that includes every single one of us. Yes, we're all homeless. And from the day we showed up here, we've been searching for a home, and we continually search. I could prove that to you by saying when you do leave here, whatever it is that you've acquired on your journey here, you're going to have to give it back so you don't own anything. And that's what makes us homeless. So we talk about this, and when you do head back, you're going to your divine home, and we prepare later on in our lives to get there. So it's not a bad job being homeless. You've just acknowledged the fact that there's more to you than this physical body, and you're just going to go to a new place. A divine home, I was told by my friend Mary here.
All right. So your divinity, your sacredness, what Barrington talks about going home when we release from the physical body, that is really within us always. Home from where we are when we're not earthly is inside of us. And to recognize that, no matter what level you're at, through gathering physical things, material things in this life, to realize that, you always have your forever home that is tucked within you, within your heart, soul, spirit.
Excellent. I was having a conversation on the weekend about meditation with a friend of mine. What we talked about, and she mentioned that I didn't say anything about different methods of meditating and to meditate. And some meditators use what they call mantras. And that's where you say you chant Om and all these other things that helps you, the brain, to settle down to get to where you want to go. So if I didn't mention that, I'm very sorry. But yes, there are many different methods to meditating.
Yes, and Barrington, in your book, that is Awaken Ascension Guide Aligned to Your True Purpose, it's available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. You actually mentioned three different or varied meditations. One is for beginners, so that's focusing on the breath. And you have two other methods that are in the book, and we can talk about that later on in the show if you have time today.
Yes, I know it's in the book. It's been written down. We've read it a couple of times. But I was just told that I didn't mention it when I did the segment a few weeks ago on meditation. So I'm sorry. And now that I've cleared it up. So here we go. Today we're going to talk about a recipe for your true love. It's a great one. It's a great recipe. It's going to take a while because we go into details on how to create this great love with you or your partner, relationship or individual. So it is about love, and it's the recipe that will help you to get to this perfect love. We're going to touch on that a little bit today. And as always, we welcome all the people to call in and do send us their emails and ask us questions on what we're doing. Some people love the show. They like the topic and they're responding very well. So today we're going to talk about a cake for love, baking a cake for self-love for you.
Hi. Okay. Before Barrington begins what he wants to share here, we have an email from Mike, and Mike says, "Hello, Barrington. So very sorry to hear of the passing of your friend. May God be with you, with him and his family. Love your topic today, homelessness. Rock on." Rock on.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You. That's it's beautiful. And yes, I will pass that message on to my friend. And like I said, I'm not sad for anybody who has to pass over, because I believe they're just going home to a place that they're familiar with, and they're leaving this world because they were here on a journey and that journey has ended. So I'm not sad for them. I'm sad for the ones they leave behind, because we tend to miss them and the characters that we've had or the fun that we may have had with them. But I don't feel bad for them going home. Everybody goes on a vacation. And most often, they're happy to come home. This is the solution. This is the recipe we're going to give you today for the cake. And it's a very simple solution. It's baking a cake. And you don't have to be a baker or a chef. However, you do need to be aware of who you are and be aware of yourself. And be listen to what we're saying. And this formula will put things into perspective for you. We talk about recipes, and this recipe for baking this cake includes wisdom, one, desire, two, emotion, three, attention, four, affection, five, intimacy, six. And when you have all that together, we're going to add number seven and give it some time for it to work and bake. Oh yeah, you may need an oven to stick it in for it to work. And that's just a metaphor for have the proper platform for all these things to work out for you.
Perfect. Okay. So what's our first ingredient, Barrington?
The first ingredient. Wow. Apply these ingredients in a perfect formula for making love. The first ingredient is wisdom. You must have wisdom. Wisdom is very important for all of this to happen. And, you know, you have to have the knowledge to accomplish this task. So apply the wisdom that you have and put it forth, and you will succeed in trying to make this recipe for love. Without this, you're wasting time, you're wasting effort. And if you're involved with somebody else and your heart's not in it, don't do it. Back away from it, because you're taking advantage of someone else. You're running around in circles, kind of like chasing your tail. You're not going anywhere. You need to have direction with your wisdom.
Okay, so I'm thinking that the next six ingredients include the wisdom aspect of making our love cake here, correct?
Love cake.
Yeah, I'm going to call it cake.
You've labeled it. That's pretty good. Love cake. Well, ingredient number two, and it's also very important, is desire. Now, if you don't have the desire to do this, you know, don't start. Don't do it half-hearted. Put yourself into 100%, like you'd want that person to put themselves into this 100%. Now, it's not enough. Desire is not enough, you know, but you should have the proper desire to make everything work.
Okay, and this includes Steve, who's emailed us and said, hello, wow, I love cake. So do I, Steve. Ha, great.
Thanks, Steve. And you're going to love this cake because I think it's a winning recipe.
Okay, and so Steve, I love cake. Ha, great analogy. Amazing talk. Listening from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Detroit. Loving it. Okay, I'm glad you like cake. So you need the desire, you know, and with the desire, it's going to help you to go forward. So your ingredients, again, I said, is the first one is wisdom and the second one, desire. And you apply those two. Now, if one is missing, the other will fail. So those two is important. It's quintessential that you add these two for the cake. Okay. And the cake is only a metaphor. I don't want you out there mixing stuff in a bowl and batter and all that stuff. Just listen and pay attention to what we're doing.
Okay, so we have wisdom and desire. So for me, desire is the drive that's within me to make something happen. It's the passion. It's the inner workings where I feel that this is something I definitely want to have in my life experiences.
Absolutely. Your desire's got to be strong, though. You know, you don't want to back away halfway through. It's you're going to have resistance. You're going to have days where you're wondering, what is this all about? You know, but if your desire to accomplish or to win is strong enough, you'll motor through all of this. So make sure your desire is really strong because you want this to happen.
And this connects also in with what you teach and talk about in your or write about in your book, which is what you think you create.
What you think you create,
and
exactly.
What you think yourself to be, you are. So if I'm thinking I'm full of this wisdom I'm about to attain today, and I already
you're
have...
You're full of what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said you're full of it. Okay.
No, I'm full of wisdom. And now I have the desire, the drive to make this happen. So to help to solidify the drive, is it good to write down information, to collect images and pictures, and to meditate, focusing on that desire that one has within themselves to kind of rev up your engines?
Mm-hmm. With the desire, though, it's not you got to have it, yes, but you also have to apply it in the right direction. You have to make sure that what it is that you're trying to accomplish, the desire is pushing it in the direction. You
okay,
I mean?
So I'm researching and I'm aiming towards accuracy and precision and truth and honesty and all the good stuff, right?
And you must exercise your desire every day. There are days where you're not feeling it. Forget about it. Just do it. You've got to apply yourself. It's like that plant. If you stop taking care of it, it's going to die.
Okay.
So you have to apply the desire in your right direction. And doing so, you'll also make the path more clear. Because the more you place it on your mind, the more you're thinking about it, the easier it is for you to see your way clear.
Okay.
Without desire, you're just wasting time. You're just wasting time and you're just fooling around. So you need to have the desire coupled up with the wisdom to move forth.
And if there's not the desire in your life, then perhaps you're manifesting something that you really don't want to do, because you should have that driven formula for success within you 24/7.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Right. So if it's not happening, it's also up to you.
Okay.
The desire's within. Everything I've said before is within. And if it's not happening, it just means you're not pushing hard enough. The desire is within. Wisdom and desire, they work hand in hand. And if one of those ingredients are missing, both will fail.
Okay, can I read an email here from Ron? And Ron says, hello all, I just started to listen to your radio show last week and I find it very interesting. I have started to do some research on yoga and meditation. If you could, can you please embellish a bit more on these fascinating topics? Thank you very much. He loves too, in St. Catharines, Ontario. Stay warm. Ron.
Thanks, Ron. And yes, we'll give you additional information. We're going to cover these topics. We're going to go over and over again. What we can do, Ron, is we're going to take your email address And when we're finished here, we can send you some additional information, as well as if you were to purchase the book, it does go through detail as to how to get into meditation and how to apply it to your everyday life. And the book you can find.
Yes. Barrington's book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington, Channeling by Mary, and available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. And Ron, there are many beautiful yoga, videos that you can find online if you have that available to you. If you want to try it out to go to a yoga class, you could find a place that would let you give a try, perhaps without a fee, to see if you like it or not. And there's also DVDs that you can purchase and books.
There's a lot of information on YouTube, DVDs and stuff like that you can just give it a try. Give it a try. Don't think of being an expert because you're a beginner, and respect that. And if you give it some time, eventually you will catch on and you'll see the improvements. And that's what we want you to do. We just want you to start. Take that one step, and eventually you'll be doing 1,000 steps, and then you're well on your way. Your next ingredient is ingredient number 3. It's the emotion. You should have emotion towards your cake that you're trying to bake. And remember, the whole cake concept, it is just the analogy that we're using for you to understand. The emotion is the spice, okay? Every good baker knows without the spice, your cake could be a little flat and blah. And we've all been there. We've all had the relationship with somebody, maybe a partner, a boss, a neighbor, and it's not really interested. We kind of would rather not do it, sort of like going to the dentist, not disrespecting the dentist. I'm sure that's a lot of fun for some people. Not for me, but it's a little flat. It's a little boring because you haven't you didn't put in the proper spice, and this will just elevate it to the next level, and you'll feel great about it. That's the emotion. The right amount at the right time. And the good bakers know that if you put too much, you can overdo it. So you need to apply just the right amount and at the right time for you to enjoy this beautiful cake.
Okay, so what we're looking here is emotion is sort of the spice of life, and it's the spice of what makes love so beautiful, whether one is loving themselves or other people or someone else, a partner, family, etc. So here we have the spice, the emotion. And I was speaking last week about us being so hardwired into being emotional first and then being logical and drawing the wisdom and the common thought process through that causes us not to be so emotional. So we need to kind of evaluate how emotional we are in our lives and make sure that you've got a nice little balance there.
But just based on what's going on in life, in our everyday life, sometimes things become a little stale. The spice has worn off. And you have to look back at what it is that gave that flavor back in the day and try to tap into it. You should be respectable to your partner or to yourself and allow this to happen. And you're both feeling the same thing. This is where the spice comes in, the emotion. And you just figure out what's going on. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. You got to do this before you start throwing hateful words towards each other. But allow yourself to express the emotion. And it's important, and it's a super ingredient for this so-called recipe for self-love.
Okay, we have an email here from Beth. Beth. Hi, Barrington and Mary. This is Beth. On page 190 of your book, you state, letting go of emotions means that we must accept the guiding forces of true love. Today, you are saying that we should have emotion. I find when I'm trying to love myself, when I get emotional, that's when I'm not accurate in my perceptions. Barrington, should we be emotional or does that get us in trouble? Thank you, Beth.
Well, what kind of love? I hope you're talking about a love relationship between you and your partner. You have to be emotional, because if you're not, you're just,
Are you talking about like happy, positive, secured, grounded emotions?
Okay.
Okay. Mature emotions.
Mature emotions. Now, that's kind of a tricky one because a lot of us aren't mature to our age. No fault of our own. We're just where we are. But your emotion has to be a part of the equation. Without this emotion towards the relationship you're talking about, and it could be the one with the neighbor or the one with the dog and the one with everybody, you need to have emotion there.
Okay, so I don't see emotion or maturity as being age-bound. To me, you get there when you get there.
You get there when you get there.
Yeah, okay, so let's make sure that we've answered Beth. So she's saying, I find when I'm trying to love myself, when I get emotional. Okay, so I'm thinking that in this you may be talking about negative emotion or being critical of yourself. So when you're focusing 100% on being happy and mature and healthy and all the good emotions, there's no room for negativity. You won't have it. When you're 100% full of love, you can't fit anything else into yourself. So
the negativity will take the back door. It'll back up for what is most important. The positive way will step up. It's like the two wolves I talk about in your stomach, in your belly. Whichever one you feed is the one that's going to stay alive. So if you're busy being positive about everything you do, you don't have a lot of time to be negative.
And I think what you're referring to in your book on page 190, Barrington, is letting go of unnecessary emotion or negative emotion.
That's correct.
And keeping the good stuff.
Keeping the good stuff.
Keep
the good stuff. Let the bad thing go away. Remember, whatever you put into thought will show up one day.
Yeah.
Be it bad or good. So make sure what you're applying is good. Add good.
And Beth, if we've answered you and you're feeling comfortable with what we've said here, let us know. If you still have a further question, that's okay too.
Okay, so that was it on the emotion. And yes, thank you, Beth, for your email. And we're working towards, and we do want to answer all your questions, so do send in the email. And when you do send an email, please let us know where you're sending it from. So we want to know where the listeners are. And we're going to add you one day to a list. And what we're going to do later on is we're going to have a contest, and your email name will go into draw, and we could send you a copy of the book if you're selected. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to run this little fun contest to get your copy of the book. So when you do send an email, let us know where you're sending it from. We're going to take that name, we're going to put it into a draw, and we're going to send you a book if you win.
Awesome.
Awesome.
What's our next ingredient?
Well, we've covered the emotion. And it says the emotion will, with the other spices, will work nicely for you. But you need the emotion. You need the right amount. Please don't overdo it because nobody wants that. You know, just add the right amount and make sure your partner is receiving that as well. Or if you're not doing it for a partner, make sure you're balanced. Make sure you're balanced and you're adding you.
Whether it's man, woman, child, self. You want the balance. You want to be in harmony.
So with wisdom, desire, and a balance of the emotion, now you're running this combination for success. Okay? So wisdom, desire, and the balance of emotion. You're well on your way for success. And your cake is stewing. I can almost smell it from over here.
Never Can't stewed you? A cake, but
never stewed a cake.
I don't think so.
Maybe you can. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. It's a trendy stewing cake. The next ingredient is attention. Now, this is important, and I've been thinking about this for a very long time. If you're doing something, for God's sakes, please pay attention to it. You can't just start this and think it's going to grow on its own. I have a philosophy, and I've been using this for a very long time. From the little acorn, the mighty oak grows. But you need to pay attention to it. You got to give it what it needs for it to grow. Your relationship, for yourself or with others, attention must be given. Pay attention. Why would you be a part of this if you're not going to pay attention to it? If you're not going to apply yourself to what you're doing, be it becoming the next foreman or manager or husband or whatever it is, you need to apply yourself and pay attention to it. You pay attention to the details of it, you will win. Attention will allow you. Attention is one of the super ingredients in this mixture. So please, whatever you're doing, pay attention to it. Okay, if you're not paying attention, you're wasting time. When you do pay attention, things get a lot more smooth. Your communication is great. You're a happier person, but just pay attention. You know, put aside all that stuff that's distracting you, or choose the one that's most important to you. And if you're not willing to put in the time to pay attention, don't even start. You lose focus and you're heading for disaster. It's a relationship without communication. That's what it is. So pay attention to what you're doing. And that's a super ingredient.
Sound like you're really honest today about making that cake and getting it happening.
Oh, you're still thinking about stewing a cake, right? No,
I'm thinking about how serious you are where you're saying, you know, make it happen or forget about it. Because, you know, we seem to be taking up so much time trying to get to the right place in our life and understand about this self-love movement and loving others. And, yep, you're giving it to us today.
Because I don't want you to waste my time. And I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate me wasting your time. So if we're going to do this, apply yourself to it. You know, no matter what it is you're doing, apply yourself or don't. Don't go in willy-nilly. You're wasting my time. You're wasting everybody's time. Not my time, because I'm not in that relationship with you. But because we're all connected, I think you need to do your part. Everybody needs to do their part. Pay attention to what we're doing, and you will win. And you're not playing with people's hearts.
So you're speaking of taking charge of your life and getting a hold of that inner power and making that move in your favor to make things happen. And a daily ritual of, yes, I can, and this is what I'm aiming for, and this is what's already happening because I'm thinking it. So if one is thinking, it's already being created.
You are creating it because it's on your mind, paying attention, add the winning ingredients, the emotion, the desire, the wisdom and all these things. You're well on your way.
I'm thinking myself to be a great baker right now.
Awesome baker. Well, that's what it is. You just have to pay attention because we tend to forget what we do and we tend to lose our path. But this is your life. There's no do-over. There's no coming back. You know, if you're not serious, why are you doing it? What's the reason for applying yourself halfway? Take charge. There is no do-over. You've got to win, and you don't have any more time. You're like, there's no more, you know, like you're not getting a second week. You got to apply yourself to what you're doing and make sure you go for it. Now, I say this because it's the project you've been thinking about. You know, it's that book you wanted to write. It's that car you were going to fix up. It's that girl you're going to give the phone call to, or guy. It's applying yourself. And now, because now is all that we have. There is no tomorrow. Do it now. Apply yourself to it. That's why I'm so assertive with paying attention.
Right. So we're aiming towards health and happiness. Okay. Beth is emailing us. Hi, it's Beth again. Thanks, Mary. That makes sense. I will keep joy and ditch the rest. Okay. Beth is on her way.
Uh-oh.
You know what, though? That's
gingerly
perfect.
Could that be
any more perfect?
No, that's perfect. And yes, Beth, you've got the right idea.
Sean. Is that Sean? Shane?
Yep, Sean.
Okay, thank you. I am hungry. Nice discussion. Love it. You're hungry for love in your life, and that means you filling yourself up with all that self-love and the perfect order of being able to support yourself and to be centered and grounded, and to give yourself everything that is about your optimum health, your happiness, your prosperity, love.
Thank you, Sean. And yes, Sean, let me say this, and I know this for sure. You're not the only hungry one out there. Every one of us is searching for something. Now,
it's inside of us.
It's within us because we are the universe.
And that's the hardest thing to even envelop at times or to understand, because when we seek, we don't have, it's a very much a metaphysical journey. You're not always like exactly feeling and knowing, but when you act in a certain way that represents self-love, you're being your own best friend. That's what you're seeking. What would you do
Nothing
for someone
with
else?
A little bit of self-love.
Nope.
You're being your best friend. But yeah, you have to allow yourself to be there and pay attention to all that you're doing. And self-love is important. You know, we're going to go to Oh, we have one more email. We're going to do with the email first, and then we're going to go to ingredient number five. So let's do the email.
Ingredient number five. Okay, I'm excited to hear this. All right, we have an email from Steve, and he says, thank you for doing your show today. I was not sure that you would be on the air because of the weather. It is so nice that you are on, since today is a day no one really wants to go out. Oh, where are you from? It's not so bad here. It's kind of nice. So you must be somewhere where it's cold and perhaps snowing like crazy or raining. So, we're here. We're okay. We made it to the studio.
It's interesting because I left Brooklyn, New York this morning at 3 a.m. And I was doing a drive of my life to come north to make this show because, you know, I'm not going to let you guys down. But, yeah, we have a lot of snow. It's pretty cold out there. I'm still dressed up like I just came out of a funeral, but that's okay. But thank you for listening. And we're going to try to be here every week, and we want you to make the same commitment to us. So it's our show. You're a part of it. We're all a part of it. Please show up because I'm going to do it every week.
As it is as much your show as it is our show, because we're together globally as we come into these wonderful realizations. And you're listening to The Barrington Show if you've just happened to tune in. And we're at Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local GTA 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. And you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. If you'd like to check out Barrington's website, we're www.barringtonawaken.com. And his Instagram is @BarringtonAwaken. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you. Thanks again. And here we go. So we've talked about wisdom. We've talked about desire. We've talked about the emotion. And now we're all the way up to number five. We talked about attention. Sorry about that. And now we're at number five. We're going to talk about affection. Now, this is important. All the ingredients are in place, and you will start to see things coming together. You'll start to feel better. A lot of the things that you've had on your mind will start to materialize in front of you because you've been paying attention, and you've got the right desire. And all the other stuff that we've talked about earlier, now you got add a little bit of self-love. Okay, so the wisdom, desire, emotion, attention, and now you're adding affection. Here's where it gets good, because now you're starting to see it. Now you're starting to feel it. Now you're being rewarded. So you can kick your heels up and do the celebratory dance because it's coming towards you. And you now are starting to understand that you're getting out what you've put in. Now,
love doing my happy dance.
Doing the happy dance. And if you're not getting anything out, double check the ingredients. You may be missing something. You understand? But I know for sure this formula states that if you add this, add that, add this, the end result will be that.
Perfect measurements.
Perfect measurement, especially the spice. You got to have spice. So the affection is the key to all this, you know. It holds everything together. Oh, no, that's the intimacy. Sorry, we jumped ahead. We're still talking about affection. So pay attention to the details of it and make sure you're with that person or people or that place and you're doing all that is required. Now we're going to go to the ingredient number six. Now, this is the fun one. It is a super ingredient, kind of like the glue, okay? This one is called intimacy. This holds everything together. You can throw all these things in a bowl and mix it around with a spoon, but they'll just float off into the air if you don't have intimacy to hold it together. It's the bonding agent. It holds everything in place. Intimacy is important. So make sure you pay attention to that detail. Pay attention to that detail because it's the intimacy and it's guaranteed to hold everything together.
Okay, so intimacy is that sentimental quality, that quality of endearment that you have towards yourself and others. Is that how you would...
That's correct. And, you know, there's other kind of intimacy that we don't want to talk about in the radio. But right. We shouldn't.
Well, for today, you're speaking of that, of the
baking the cake and putting the proper ingredient in there. And if you take time and do all that you need to do, pay attention to details and all these things, intimacy is going to win for you. Like I said, it's the glue. It's holding all these things together. Without it, you're not going to win.
Okay. All right. We're going to address an email from Madden. And Madden has written to us, "Hello, I just wanted to say that I absolutely love your topics on your radio show. Besides eating healthy and meditating, what about praying?" Okay, I'm going to comment first and then Barrington can also add. When one prays, the way that I understand it through being as intuitive as I am, the best way to pray is to relax, breathe, connect inwardly to your entirety of what you are, beyond these earthly ways, beyond these skies, everywhere, right to source, right to what Barrington calls the original source. And you want to pray for the best for everyone. When we get into praying and we say that we really want something to happen, sometimes that gets a little lost in the cosmos. When you want to help everyone concerned, you want to be involving everyone. So when you pray for the best of the best outcome for everyone, that's what, when I pray, that's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that the powers that be know what's best for everyone, and we are receiving from our beginning to where we stand as infinite creations. So you want to make sure that you're not being narrow-minded or limited in your thoughts or in your prayers, because you want everyone to have exactly what they are to receive within their best of the best. So sometimes, for example, we may be thinking that we pray for someone to be here, to be bound to the earth, because they're moving through certain experiences where they may be leaving their physical body. It could be time for the soul, for the spirit, for that being to release from the physical body. So when you pray for the best of the best for everyone, then your energy is moving through those force fields with your own life force, with your own everything, to participate with other energies that are really wanting everybody to have that the best.
So praying is interesting. Do I believe in prayers? Of course I do. My question has always been, who are we praying to? If we're all a part of everything, and we're all a part of all that exists, who are we praying to? And how will this prayer be answered?
We're so praying to everyone.
You're praying to yourself. Because yep. I believe that you are the absolute. I believe that everybody's the absolute. Therefore, you can, instead of having these words of prayer, you can draw a picture of what you need and stick it on your shelf, and the same, without saying a word, and it will still come, because now you're making that connection. You understand? So it's the same that we've said in the other shows, that put it on your mind and it will show up. When you look in your mirror and you look at yourself in the mirror, you can say that prayer to you, because I believe all that there is resides within each other. So pray. If it's been working for you, go for it. I don't know who you're praying to or how it works, but if it's worked, praying is important. But remember, the prayer might only be to you. The observer is only sitting there watching you, asking for what you need. And if you're going to pray, don't ask anybody to bring you $1 million. You know what I mean? Because I don't know that they have a bank out there anywhere. But just pray for happiness and wisdom and understanding. And that alone will set you on the path of righteousness.
We have an email here from Chaz. I'm not good at names.
Chase.
Hang in there, and forgive me for any time anywhere where I mispronounce a name. Hello, Barrington and Mary. This show is pure genius. Love the topic. Excellent. So very interesting. Thank you. Well, Chaz. You're genius.
I think it's Chase.
Chase? Okay,
but I could be wrong. Thank you. We've lived here for a while, and what we're saying is what other people has asked of us. When I wrote the book and people read the book and saw what was in the book, they were very thankful that we touched on these topics. So we decided we want to go on the radio, talk about it, because there's people out there who just want that answer. or probably don't know where to turn, you know, like the praying question we just had. So we're going to try to, it's different. I know it's a different show, and I can only imagine what people are thinking, but if you're loving it, thank you for loving it. We're doing this for you. We're connected to you. You're connected to us. We're all one.
Yep, we're interconnected.
We're all one. So basically, we're doing this for ourselves.
Yep.
And thank you for being on board.
Yeah, and to focus on being interconnected, because then we know that we're together and we're raising consciousness, we're raising our vibrations to get into that ultimate wisdom.
So we've talked about the superfood, which is the intimacy, and it does hold everything together. Like I said, it's the bonding agent. We've brushed on this. It's the flour for your cake. You know, it's going to hold everything into it. Now, we've covered six of them, and this is really important. As simple as it sounds, number seven, you just have to give it some time. Okay, you have to apply all these things and allow enough time to happen for it to materialize, for you to get out what you've put in. Don't throw it in tonight. Wake up in the morning and says, oh my God, my cake is falling flat. No, you have to allow enough time, and it's going to be different. It's going to be different for everybody else, because I don't know how you apply the glue, the intimacy, the affection, the attention. I don't know how you did all that, and I can't tell you that it's going to take a week, 6 weeks, 2 days. I can say if you put everything in place, it will show up. Build it, and it will come.
Okay, so as we're taking these seven ingredients, these seven pieces of wisdom, and applying them to ourselves so that we understand what loving oneself is, what loving oneself and being your own best friend. And then we learn, as you've spoken to us about before, this is how we learn to love others, by loving ourselves. And we want to have other people treat us the way that we want to be treated.
Well, this is it. But in order you have to be that change that you want to see. You know, you have to clean your house before, you know, cleansing becomes a part of your life. You can't just assume that everybody's going to make the change and then your life is going to be better. I'm suggesting that you make you the best you possible. Clean your house. Love you unconditionally. And then in doing so, you've baked this perfect cake. Now go out and share it. And I say this almost every week. You cannot give me a part of something you don't have. And we're saying, get the love. Get that self-worth. Get the value of you. And when you're feeling all big, strong, and powerful, you can easily share this with everybody else.
And what you talked to me about during the week when we were discussing today's show, you were saying that now we can have our cake and eat it too.
We can have our cake and eat it too.
Or make our
no
cake and eat
such
it too.
Thing is too much
that's
love.
That's the self-love.
And it's a self-love. And we're going to have to, we're trying to work on you being confident. You know, this whole concept one day will probably materialize itself into just a better, stronger unity among everybody across the globe. And we don't judge anybody. You know, I wrote this seven rules of life. And one part of it says, don't compare your life to another person's life. Don't judge them. You know, you have no idea what your journey's been and how they fit in their shoes. So leave judgment out of it. Don't allow yourself to cast judgment on that person. You're stepping backwards. Another rule that says, make peace with your past. Because if you didn't, it's going to mess up your present. So if you, and we talked about forgiveness last week, and just make peace with the past, because then you'll have a better today. The present's going to be wow if you make peace with the past. Another thing we touched on, what others think about you really isn't any of your business. Okay? What others have to say about you, don't take it on, because, you know, it's going to bring you down.
If it's negative.
If it's negative. But if it's positive, it still has nothing to do with you. It's their opinion of you.
So what you're really saying is a person's opinion of you, it is what it is, and you do not have to take it personally. Is that what you mean by
that? That's right.
Okay, thank you.
That's right. And stop thinking too much, okay? It's all right not to know the answer. Just don't break yourself by not getting it. It's okay that you don't know the answer. Stop thinking too much. Okay? It will come to you when you least expect it. So don't pull your hair out.
Okay, so if we have passion, desire is what you called it, desire, and we have a goal that we want to attain, then that's the focus, to stay focused on the goal, to stay focused on the light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing.
This is important. Nobody is in charge of your happiness except for you, okay? And you have to not allow anybody to take that away from you. You are the only person who's in charge of your happiness. So go on out there and show them you're happy.
Okay, we have an email from Beth, and Beth says, hello, just tuned in. Your website, our website is www.barringtonawaken.com, and we have Instagram, which is @BarringtonAwaken. And she also writes, I would like to find out more about your topics. Thank you, Beth from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana.
Okay. Perfect. So the topics, maybe, you know what I can do, Barrington, is put that on the website, what our topics are about, and people can visit the website, BarringtonAwaken.com, and it'll give an idea of what we'll be talking about. Is that good? Is that okay to do that?
That is okay.
Like a generalization.
That is okay. The last thing I wanted to add here is smile. Just smile. You don't have to own all the problems of the world. Okay? Just enjoy life. And this is it. The journey should be light. Do not take on that heavy load. Be happy. Have fun.
Aww. And again, you're listening to The Barrington Show at Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local GTA 705-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325. And worldwide, we're happy to pay for the call. Gary is. 1-866.
Is he happy, though?
Yes, he is. Gary's always happy and kind and polite. Oh, we love Gary. 1-866-656-5477. And the email address here at the studio is instudio101@gmail.com. And we have an email, actually, has just come in from Wayne. Hi, Barry and Mary. Great show and loving it. As we are listening, remember you cannot bake a cake without heat. Ooh. This heat represents long suffering in the relationship. One's capacity to love is proportional to one's capacity for pain. For example, you go to the gym because you love yourself and are prepared to endure the pain of exercise to get the results you want. Regards, Wayne and Jen Sutton.
Mr. Smiles, I know I would hear from you eventually. Wayne is a friend of mine.
I know who Wayne is.
You're actually,
and Jen.
And Jen, the beautiful woman you are. You're actually, you've nailed it. Absolute. And it's going to take resistance. It's going to take friction. And you're not just going to jump in there and everything comes out perfect. So what you're saying is right. You do need to apply some heat. And I don't know if you meant the physical heat that you create when you're rubbing toes, or you meant the heat that you're going to have resistance with that person who's trying to gel with you to become that partner for the longevity. Either way, there's resistance in the path. So thank you for that, Mr. Smiles. And thank you for calling. And thank you for listening, by the way. Big shout out to my friends up in Sutton there. Thank you for that. And yes, you are absolutely right.
Okay, so we're looking at there's as much glory, as much love as there is pain, that has to even itself out, that they're
pain
equal to one another.
Pain is interpretive.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know what you mean by pain, you know, but if you love yourself, it's so much easier to love someone else. And I think the pain would sort of subside. You know, pain is interpretive. You know, is somebody hitting you over the head with a hammer? Because that sounds very painful. But if you're just missing your loved one because he's gone across the pond to do something, that also could be painful. So I'm not really sure what you mean by that. But stick to it. Stay to it.
and give it to the pain or to the happy, to the happy love.
See the end result, and if you could see it in your mind's eye, it will materialize. It will materialize. So
the love.
The love.
Okay,
will materialize.
Because I don't really want to materialize the pain. I know that
it's interpretive, and I'm not sure what that means, because you know, you love. I've heard many times they say love hurts. I don't know what that means.
No, I don't get that.
You know,
one, but
you know, unless the one who loves you runs you over with the truck. And that's morbid,
really,
but it is what it is.
Going there today.
Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever had before. I dreamt the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamt there was this mighty room, and the room was filled with men. Papers that were signed and said they'd never fight again. When the papers were signed and millions of copies were made, they all joined hand and they circled around and graceful prayers were prayed. With all the people on the streets below, they danced around and around and around with all their guns and uniforms all scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever had before. I dreamt the world had all agreed to put an end to war. And I say that to say, I believe that there's enough people out there who's going to love themselves and love each other so we can realize that dream and change the topic to last night. I had the perfect dream. Mary gave me that one today. So just work on you. Work on yourself. Never mind what the neighbors are doing. You're going to love him more when you love yourself first. Nobody is above each other. Nobody's got a special pass. We're all the same. We're all the same. You just don't understand that person you're criticizing. But I will say, why are you criticizing that person if you're loving you 100%? I do believe that we can have that perfect dream.
Lovely. And the more we think about peace and understanding and not getting overly emotional when it's not necessary, to just let people be sometimes, and we tend to take things personally, and it's not necessary, because what someone else is doing, that's their choice. That's how they can and want to be in the world. And I used to think, you know, that's all they can do, and now I know it's what they're choosing to do. As I kind of move through all of this to listen to what people have to say and what they choose to create and manifest. And we have a beautiful little message here from Carla. Carla writes, love your show. I'm learning so much about myself. Thank you. Well, thank you, Carla. And I'm glad that you're able to come on board with us as we sort through all of the details about life and how to really have optimum health and happiness and prosperity and spiritual wealth, whatever that be for, you know, each individual, and realizing that we want to be together with you and with others who are coming on this journey with us.
Yes. Mr. Smiles, I know you're listening. I know you're going to put on a show in a couple of weeks. Can you just send me the information and I can tell people to come out and support your show that you're doing? So we'll see it. Thank you for that. We're going to wait for the email to show up.
Do you want to read the email from Jane Berrington?
You go ahead.
Okay. Jane. Okay. Jane writes, hello. What do you think of marijuana as a recreational drug? I am all for it medicinally, but for recreation? I am not supportive of that since it can hurt our bodies just like cigarettes. Thanks for your opinion. Jane from Queens, New York.
Thank you, Jane from Queens, New York. Recreational drug, wow, that's a loose topic. You know, there's so much things out there that marijuana is good for, and it helps. Recreational drug, I don't see it being any worse than tobacco, and you said it does hurt the body. I don't see it being any worse than alcohol. So anything in moderation, I'm not one to partake in that stuff, but I have seen the great benefits of people using marijuana. And to each his own, you know, don't hurt nobody, you know, don't steal it from anyone, and enjoy. This is my personal opinion on it. And somebody's going to call in and give me a hard time. I don't do marijuana. I don't use marijuana. But if that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. Enjoy.
Okay. Now we have an email from Janice. What a topic today. Thank you doctors.
Well, I think you might be you're
doctor, a doctor of baking cakes for love. We also have an email that came in earlier from Jazz, and he was asking about nutrition, supplements, and vitamins, and if we thought it was a good idea. And I don't do supplements. I don't take vitamins. I eat the foods, but I also know what to eat in a day to get all of my vitamins, minerals, proteins, essential fatty acids. So you have to make sure that you're taking in the daily recommended amount. And it's not difficult to do it if you are eating what's called superfoods, which are nutrient dense. So we have chatted about that in other shows. And there is information in Barrington's book, Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, by Barrington, channeling by Mary, and available at Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, we're also working on a book called The Healing Chart. And we've talked about it. You gave me trouble the other day because it's three books. It's book number three.
Well, maybe we'll just switch it up.
You know, we'll just switch it up. Because, but what the book is all about, The Healing Chart, is it goes back to that old guy that says, let the food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. And if you eat properly, you're going to be so much healthier. So The Healing Chart is going to come out, and it's not only going to teach us how to eat the good food that the body wants. It's like putting the right gas in your vehicle. Exactly like putting the right gas in your vehicle. That book, it's on its way, and it's going to go more into details as how to do it. We can't do justice for it just by talking on the radio show for an hour. So it's going to do well.
And just as long as you're getting in what is required, and that depends on your level of activity. It depends on your what your health level is. All kinds of nutrient-dense foods are out there for all of us, and you just want to make sure you do the research or tune in to what we're talking about, and we can make that available to you. Give us a, yeah, okay, so hang in there, Jazz, and we'll work it out. I'm talking quickly because we're near the end of the show. So if you don't want to take your supplements and vitamins, just make sure you're getting everything in through living food, whole food, and you're also bringing in living enzymes and all kinds of awesome nutritional properties that your body needs that you will not necessarily get out of a vitamin or a supplement that's dried.
Folks, if you're up in the Sutton area, I have a friend up there who's doing an exhibition. Okay, and this will be on February the 2nd, 2020, and it starts then, and it goes from 1 to 3. Go on up there and see Wayne, and he does sculptural work. If you have a minute to take a phone number, which I don't have here, but February 2nd, 2020, at 1 p.m., 1 to 3, okay, and that's in the Sutton area. It's 149 High Street, Sutton, Ontario. 149 High Street, Sutton, Ontario. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're coming to the end. Oh, there he is right there. Go ahead.
Oh, Encounter the Sculpture and the Painter, Wayne Smile and Paula Coop McCroy. Okay, exhibition McCoy. January 26th to February 23rd, opening reception February 2nd at 1 p.m., Encounter the Sculpture and the Painter.
If you're there, please check it out. Wonderful people, wonderful person. See it there, and they'll be there for you. Thank you for responding, Wayne. Okay, thank you very much. We hope we touched on everything. You have the ingredients for your cake. We've talked about the recipe. And you need the wisdom, you need the desire, you need emotion, you need attention, affection, intimacy, and allow time to happen. And I guarantee you, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Be true to yourself.
To thine own self, be true. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
And have a good night. We'll talk next week.
3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Barrington Show.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington and co-host Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.